What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, it's Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and we are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame with Bo. Abe is in for Mike Johnson. I'm Allie Mack. And yet, we are pretty much the only show here right now. I know we're going to talk about this in Mic'd Up, so I don't want to get too detailed here, Abe, but I believe you pulled an all-nighter last night. Scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling?
I think technically I did not pull an all-nighter. I may have dozed off for a couple minutes, although my watch recorded 0 hours of sleep. So I don't know what the official thing is there. I'm feeling pretty good. It'll catch up with me later in the day.
Dr. Pepper.
Trust me, I'm finishing up this energy drink, and then we're going right for it. I don't need to necessarily be hydrated the rest of the day.
What?
Because I've already done the run. Now yeah. I can be a little sloppy for a day before like making sure I get hydrated again.
Well, I think you should always want to be hydrated, or that makes you a bad teammate.
Well, but he's talking about his running schedule, and there's a lot that goes into it.
I can't do the. You don't think I can have hot takes while dehydrated?
No, it's kind of a joke from the old Houston coach, and I went to Texas. What's his name? Tom Herman. You don't remember the chart he put up when he was like, if your pee looks this color, you're a bad teammate and a bad person. And if it's this color, like, great teammate. Yeah,
I do remember that. There's
I figured you would kid it of all people.
Not sure the color is as scientific as Tom Herman wants you to believe it was.
I think colors matter in far as pee. I mean, if your pee's brown, you might want to go see a doctor.
If you are eating breakfast right now, I greatly apologize that we are speaking about urine at this time in the morning.
Well,
let's get into this article.
Dave started it.
No. That was all you, Bo. 100% you.
Okay.
Let's get into this article from Brett McMurphy. The Big Ten refuses to compromise on the college football playoff with a format without an SEC schedule change.
Of course they do. It's kind of funny because there was at one point in time, correct me if I get the verbiage wrong, but a pact agreed on between the Big Ten and the SEC that they would kind of be in lockstep on the future of college football.
Yeah, it felt that way, yeah.
And here they are. We had Mr. College Football Tony Barnhart, longtime college football writer who's covered this sport for 50 years, on yesterday, and I said it felt like Sankey was taking shots. He goes, "Oh, really?" He goes, "Those weren't just shots. Like, there was an open message.
No camouflage with that."
Yeah, yeah. And so both sides are dug in. See, the Big Ten, both conferences have fan bases who are holier than thou. That's the first thing we got to remember. And the conferences, the commissioner and the employees of the conference, the coaches and ADs of the conferences all buy into that, and they feel the same way. There's a lot of, holier-than-thou elitism looking down their nose at other people, And the Big Ten thinks because they play nine games that they are playing a tougher schedule. And the SEC thinks because they're the best conference in college football, and they have been for the last 30 years, that they don't have to play nine. Because look at their schedule. I think there's points on both sides.
Here's the thing, Bo, and I look at this as one conference is playing chess and the other conference is playing checkers. And if I'm Tony Petitti and I am the Big Ten, there is absolutely no way I would set up the SEC to have their preferred format over the 4-4-2-2-1. If I'm the Big Ten, they need to have four automatic bids.
I agree with you
because
there
are going to be years where they don't have the four teams. You know what's not going to happen, in my opinion? I don't think you're ever going to have a year where the SEC doesn't have four teams in a 16-team field.
If the Big Ten had, if they got the 4-4-2-2-1-9-6-7-8-3-0-5, it would be every year Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, and then pick a
rotating
team
between Oregon or the
Oregon is one I do forget about.
Well, I think Penn State could come and go. We saw Michigan had a rough go last year. Yeah. They could come and go. I think it.
You're playing with five teams essentially,
right? And the SEC's got 10.
I think in
a given year that Macon's argument up and get you.
We could start naming. I could start naming teams, and you could add to it that I think right now could make the SEC. I mean, could make college football playoff. I think you could make an argument for LSU, for Alabama, for Georgia, for Tennessee, for Florida.
I told you I'm high on Oklahoma this
year.
South
Texas,
Carolina,
yeah, South Carolina. We just named eight teams.
Vanderbilt says they're winning a title.
What are they supposed to say, though? But let's be realistic. That's eight teams right off. And we didn't mention Auburn, who thinks they should be in it most years. We didn't mention Ole Miss is a ninth team that was on the cusp of it last year. So we just named 9 of 16. You can't name nine teams in the Big Ten you think right now have a legitimate shot of making the college football playoff.
No, absolutely not. And to me, it's funny because if I'm Greg Sankey, this is all played right into my hands. Like, if all that we have to do is go to nine conference games to make sure that we get this 5-11 format, and now we're looking at who knows how many teams in a 16-team playoff, that's a no-brainer, especially because Sankey's stance for a long time has been, I would like to see this conference go to nine conference games. Well, now you've got your arch enemy, I guess, your rival, whatever you want to call Tony Petitti and how they stare at each other being conference commissioners of the two biggest conferences. He's essentially handing you the two things you want. The ability to go to nine conference games, which is going to bring in, I don't know how much more money, but a lot of money to the conference. And the ability to now just rack up the at-large bids because it's not all divvied up with only a couple out there. And so, to me, this is a perfect situation for Greg Sankey. Now, there is still a lot to be discussed if you do go to nine games. I understand that. Are you keeping all of these small school matchups? Do any of the in-state or you know, Thanksgiving Day weekend rivalry games, where do those stand? Do you lose out on these kickoff games? Does Texas no longer go to Ohio State because of it? Now, I think that's the aspect that gets decided by the committee based on how much they show significance in the strength of schedule.
Can we talk about something real quick? Because I get – when this argument comes up, I get so tired of where most people want to go with it and talk about how most people want to stand on this box and say, well, I want to see them play – 12 big-time college football games. I think it's just ridiculous when people kind of do that because, for one, you're killing D2 programs. They're going to go away.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're not just killing D2 football, Abe, or D1,
FCS.
FCS.
Yeah. I knew what you meant. Yeah.
You're not just killing that. You're also killing that school's track and field team. You're killing that because Title IX will come into play. Because whether you like it or not, paying these schools millions of dollars helps fund other programs and those programs. And but I understand that you're a paying customer, and it's never been more expensive to go see a game, because now your school's like Tennessee upcharging you to cover their NIL and their paying of players,
yeah.
Which is, and not just NIL, but the paying of players. So you have to be really careful when you do this, but I also still want to see all these other games that you're mentioning, the kickoff classic. I don't want Clemson, South Carolina going away. I don't want Florida State going away. I don't want Georgia Tech going away.
Yeah.
We already saw it when Texas left the Big 12, A&M left the Big 12, and then we didn't see Texas A&M Texas for years. You have to be careful with it. You have to be careful with this. There are consequences. I'm not John Fricke. I don't want a super 64 conference,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Then that's it. I think that is garbage, and that's the ruination of the greatest sport, to me, there is.
Well, there's a couple things here, and I obviously we're just going to highlight Texas-Ohio State because that's the one this year that everyone's shouting about. I think a lot of teams, and we see it with Georgia, we see it with Florida, we see it with a lot of programs, they do also use – there's no preseason in college football. There's no ramp-up. The whistle blows, and these games matter immediately. So they use a lot of this to kind of build into what is a really difficult schedule. Again,
yeah.
Texas doesn't have that advantage this year. We'll see how much it plays into their win-loss record, and we'll see if ultimately, because it probably not Texas this year, a loss on opening weekend it cost LSU a playoff berth, right? It does.
Well, no,
it does matter.
A loss to a USC, because that didn't really turn out to be that great of a team. If LSU plays Florida State Alabama plays Florida State. LSU plays Clemson.
The point that you're heading towards is the strength of schedule.
Loss to Clemson, if Clemson is exactly what we think they are, and I apologize for stumbling there. I don't have a schedule in front of me, and sometimes I get them mixed up. But a loss to Clemson does not cost LSU a playoff spot. A loss to Clemson with a loss to Florida with a then slip up to Vanderbilt, I don't even think they play them, but if they did, yes, that third loss could be caused. That's what happened to South Carolina last year. You know,
yeah.
they lost. They had good wins, but they had a couple of losses, and one of which they lost at home to an Ole Miss team who also lost three games. You're automatically eliminated. And they lost to Alabama too. So I don't care how great they were playing at the end of the season. There's no way I could put them ahead of either one of those two teams. So they're automatically third in line of the SEC three-loss teams.
I think you're going to see, and I know this is specifically what the – again, it feels like everything the SEC is going to want, they're going to get. I think they're going to get this 5-11 format. I think they're going to get to 9 conference games. The other thing that matters, though, almost more than all of it, is how much strength of schedule, or more significantly, if you want to use a different term, strength of record – it is going to be taken into account by the College Football Playoff Committee. If they lock up those three things, where, hey, I know we got four losses, but look who they're to, and look at some of these wins, which is that's how it's going to come down if you play non-conference games. It's okay to have four losses now. That's why they want 5-11, because now they're not cut out at five teams, six teams getting in. They could get seven, eight.
Yeah, and we shouldn't even be having this conversation. We don't need more than 12 teams. We didn't need 12.
Well, coming up, because we got to move on, somebody has gotten themselves banned from Oakmont for causing some damage in the locker room. And we've got my Allie Mac drop. It is Throwback Thursday Trivia Day. It is Abe's first time at this, and there is a skill to it. Dylan learned that the other day. It's the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.